Lisa, can you talk a bit about the conservation of the bird population?
Yeah, so a big part of the conservation is the sanctuaries. So there's six sanctuaries along the lower Quebec North Shore. And the sanctuaries are really important as their places kind of like a haven for the birds to come nest and feed at peace. And without them, a lot of the birds, their species probably wouldn't be surviving. So they're really nice places for the birds to come, as well as local community-based conservation, which is sort of what we're doing and what QLF has done in the past, combined with locals who get really involved and having local communities learn about the birds. In the 1960s, the numbers were really down for some of the birds. And then because of community-based conservation from locals that wanted to get involved, combined with conservation education that programs like QLF have, they made a really big difference in raising some of the numbers. So it's really cool and really important to know that it's locals, like everyone here, and even being here, we've seen so many people wanting to get involved and really passionate about the birds, and that's what eventually makes a difference. Because the more people know, the more they want to help protect, and then the more they're preserved for future generations to come.
And ladies, how about we have some fun now? What do you think?
That's good.
Okay, so let's begin, Heather. Can you do a bird call for me? How about the Atlantic Puffin?
Okay, let's give it a go. The Atlantic Puffin sounds a bit like a chainsaw revving, so I'll give it my best go. We've got a...
That
was pretty good, yeah. Lisa, I haven't forgotten about you. Can you do a common bird call?
No. Yes, yeah, so you gave me a really scary sounding one. I always think if you're out on a boat, you wouldn't want to approach the animal making the sound, but it's just a common mirror. Their sound is kind of like...
I love it. You guys are awesome.
We'll have to come back with one for you to make next time.
Yeah, well, I'll try. I used to do a good moose call. So ladies, you're both working now for the Quebec Labrador Foundation, as you had mentioned, for the week. You're organizing a paint night, which is happening tonight in Blanc-Sablon at the community hall. Ladies and gentlemen, it's from 6 to 8 p.m., and you can come on by and learn about some of the beautiful local bird species, how to paint them. You can reach out to Lisa or Heather by texting 709-215-2926 or email hgrantmclaughlin@qlf.org. It's a $5 admission. Painting supplies will be provided.
We're also making a Facebook page because the birds in this area are so impressive that there's actually a lot of people from outside of this area that are avid birders, and they love to hear about the birds and the species in this area. And we know that here there's some pretty cool, you know, local names that you have for the birds, like the razorbill is the tinker or the puffin's the parakeet. So we're hoping with this Facebook page we'll be posting some bird species profiles and things like that, and some info about the birds in the area. But we'd love as many people in the area to get engaged with that Facebook page and share your stories about the birds or share some local names or share any photos that you might have with the birds. So that Facebook page is the Seabirds of the Quebec Lower North Shore. So it's just getting live now. So go have a look, and we'd love to have some people get involved with that too.
Exciting. And we'll share that on our Facebook page as well.
Thank you so much. That'd be great.
Okay. So thank you, ladies, everyone. That's Lisa Gutcher and Heather Grant McLaughlin. And they were taking the time to speak to us today about the conservation of the local seabirds. And of course, you can follow all this information on our Facebook page, which we will be sharing and keeping you up to date with all the events that they'll be hosting. Thank you, Lisa and Heather.
Thank you,
Abby.
So much for having us.